Warrior Sound coming to you from the Rakuten Performance Center at team headquarters on this Tuesday. It's after practice. The gym is mostly silent, though. There are a couple of stragglers still shooting at the baskets here at the practice facility. I'm Lawrence Scott, joined by R.C. Davis as the Warriors getting set to face the San Antonio Spurs on Wednesday at Oracle Arena, wrapping up a three-game homestand. You look at all of the different themes that we've seen from the past couple of weeks, the long win streak that then the Sixers snapped before the Warriors beat the Lakers, and the integration of DeMarcus Cousins, RC. It's something to note, and teams that are bringing in their marquee big men are now facing the Warriors' marquee big man.
Well, it's funny, when big men used to come to town, you used to think, uh-oh, even when you had a Zaza or a Bogut, you used to think, uh-oh, big man, not really what the Warriors want to see or that they can combat. Now with Boogie on board, you're like, bring it. And yeah, he didn't have the numbers that Joel Embiid did. Embiid had a monster game, 26-20. But Boogie held his own, gave Joel fits. And now if you play a big man, a Capella, a Steven Adams, the Warriors are well-equipped.
Yeah, it changes the dynamic quite a bit. And the players are noticing it. Today, as you were taping a future edition of Beyond the Arc, you had Sean Livingston on. And, of course, the topic becomes DeMarcus.
Yeah, pretty quickly it does. We were talking about the dog days of the season, which are right around the corner right here, pre and post All-Star break. So we asked Sean what Boogie has meant just six or seven games in.
It's been huge, to be honest with you, because I think usually we would look at this stretch of games, you know, end of January going into February, it's the toughest part of the year, I think, you know, for teams all throughout the NBA. And with Cousins coming back now, you throw him in, and it's just kind of like a new dimension, you know, that we haven't had. And just with his personality as well. I mean, funny guy in the locker room, and now he's on the court. You know, he kind of lifts us up through those, you know, those dog days.
He brings a lot of intensity. That's what he does. And you see it in everyone in the arena recognizes this, but it's been good energy in many cases.
And that dunk that he had against the Lakers, the place went crazy. It hadn't been that loud at all during that game, not even maybe for a couple of weeks. And when Cousins was on the Pelicans and on the Kings, he would get booed in most arenas because of his demeanor and his scowl and his disposition. But for whatever reason, the Warrior fans just eat it up.
Because they know good basketball. Correct. And they know what intensity is. And Correct. It's funny because Draymond Green has brought so much intensity to the Warriors and what is expected. Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins onto that, and it kind of just fits. It just works.
It just works. And everything's ebb and flow, yin and yang. And maybe the calmness of the backcourt of Steph and Clay, then you got the ruggedness of the frontcourt, and it's a great mix.
It has been fun to watch. And on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, it'll be on display yet again as the Spurs visit. And, you know, this is a weird situation for the Spurs this season. They started off with some real rough patches, some injuries in the backcourt, and then they kind of got their sea legs and started rolling. And it's been a little bit up and down since then as they're heading toward the All-Star break. And, you know, no one pulls punches worrying about how to ask the proper question, I guess. I mean, maybe that's what I'm trying to say here is that, like,
you got to tiptoe.
You got to tiptoe around the head coach. If you're going to ask a question, you better ask a question. And when I say no one pulls punches, it's like you had better
be ready.
You
can't get away with talk about the win.
You can't not, no talk about. There's no talk about. No. He will not just talk at your command.
No.
Greg Popovich having some choice words after a recent
after
game.
After a win.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Rudy Gay pulls up in Phoenix for the win at the buzzer, and Popovich afterwards, his head goes down, and he gives all credit to the Suns.
I thought that they outplayed us, outcoached us, out-physicaled us, out-executed us. We had no respect for them or for the game. We didn't play with each other. It was a pathetic performance. And Phoenix got robbed.
Phoenix got robbed. That's
after a
brilliant
win. Yeah.
Well, he's not pulling punches.
No.
All right.
No.
So you've got all kinds of themes as we head to the All-Star break. Just five games remaining before the All-Star break, and the Warriors will see those Phoenix Suns on Friday after facing the Spurs on Wednesday. The game is in Phoenix against the Suns. And then it's back home and back out to Portland. And then it's going to be a time for a good rest. And the coaching staff, not the all-star coaching staff. And it was very close.
Yes, it was.
Mike Malone's staff in Denver getting that nod for the Western Conference.
And good for Mike Malone, former Warrior assistant. He is doing a phenomenal job. Wasn't really able to finish the job he started with Boogie in Sacramento. Now he's getting the chance with a full, healthy roster in Denver, and they are really making strides.
They are. And it will be a very interesting playoffs when you start seeing how these teams are going to slot in and who matches up where. And we're seeing it at all phases right now. Just saw the Lakers in town. All the hubbub there as to, is this a playoff team and who's on that playoff team? But let's put that aside for a second, because now it's the time of Warrior Sound where RC and I like to go around the bend and talk about just some of the TV we've been watching. I've had this show Sunderland or Die, I think is what it's called. It's about a team that had been in the Premier League and then fallen into the Champions League, and it's a Netflix show.
Gotcha.
Just a little, when I'm not watching the Premier League,
yes.
I'm watching
a show about the Premier League.
Or not that league, the league below it, but right. but Sunderland, I think it's called Sunderland or Die or something.
I'm not sure. Can you imagine? Imagine if that was on display in America, whether hockey or basketball. I mean, can you imagine if, you know, let's say Phoenix finishes last, who the Warriors play on Friday.
Oh, the relegation?
And they have to go down and play Idaho or Erie in the relegation. Think about what that would mean in America.
That would be something.
Yes.
That would really be something. Well, yes. It would shake things up. And yes. Actually, it kind of brings up another interesting point about how the system for sports there in Europe is way more democratic, because
yes.
you don't succeed, you don't do it. It's like
right.
capitalism at work.
Correct.
You're
no
falling
tanking.
Down. No tanking. So that's what I've been
so
watching.
Tell me more about this show.
It's just like a sports documentary. It's like one of those the Road to the Winter Classic, but it's about
gotcha.
Like a minor league. But they're not minor league because they are a football club that's just in a lower league than the Premier League.
And are you binge watching it or?
I'm trying to stay with it.
Gotcha.
It's just late evening, kind of you've watched games.
Turn
you've watched
your mind
league
off.
Pass.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to keep watching sports, but you don't want to watch another contest. It's
gotcha.
Just more sports content, so to speak.
I'm with you.
So that's been it, but you're known for real like feature material, and really
yeah.
you kind of you catch up on things a little bit late.
Yeah, I know. I didn't you and I couldn't talk about Ozark for the longest time because I was about 7 or 8 episodes behind. That show is amazing. I couldn't get enough of it.
Well, it's an amazing show because Jason Bateman is such a chameleon in this show. I mean, you've seen him in Arrested Development, and I mean, gosh, I go back to It's Your Move, the TV show on NBC when he was like a kid
after
Silver Spoons.
Yes.
He was kind of like
yes.
working that with Ricky Stratton, and
yes.
then boom, he's in the It's
Hogan's
Your Move.
Family, Valerie.
He's worked it, and
but you're right, chameleon's the perfect word because he's nothing like he's ever played in this thing.
And it's great. But I know you personally have a real fondness for the Snell family, and especially their operation.
I do. Not that I'm fond of the operation, but the way they go about their business, and you do a great impression.
Well, that's the thing. You know, there had been
Snell, man.
Well, okay, so you pointed out to me a version of Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Yes,
that
I
had
did.
Been like slowed way down. It's just eerie.
Yes.
And it really got me thinking, what if Jacob Snell was able to do his thing as Dolly Parton? You know, I mean, like, is that could you even make that claim? I mean, could it happen? And then I thought, you know, this is how you would do it. I think it's something like this.
Darlene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Darlene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Yeah. So Jacob Snell from the TV show Ozark singing Darlene.
That's hilarious.
It's okay. I was just bored one
Darlene.
Afternoon. I was like, we got to get
yeah.
that on tape. You know?
That's fantastic.
But I just like to haul out, you know, the guitar and just, you know, make something happen.
Make something happen.
So at Warriors headquarters, the Rakuten Performance Center here, and it's a Tuesday. The team's starting to filter out. You just heard the door closes. Quinn Cook's on his way out, and the guy's getting ready for a real exciting week here, week and a half, as we lead to the All-Star break. Talked with Alfonso McKinney yesterday about like what's key from what the coaches are telling the guys, hey, look, five games here. Let's focus this thing down and then get to the break and then make this happen after the break. But during the All-Star break, all kinds of events. It's, of course, in the hometown of Stephen Curry. And this is going to be quite a weekend in Charlotte. I mean, we thought this was going to be happening a couple years ago, and then it was moved to New Orleans. And now Charlotte getting their chance to shine. And this is going to be a happening all the way around the bend. And it's cool because it's a small enough city with a small enough downtown area that it's not like L.A. where everything, you know, you and I, when we raced out to that shoe event, right, and we're just right, like, everything was like so
spread
far
out
away.
Yeah. This is going to be in a quaint little, I shouldn't say little town. I mean, it is Charlotte, but to your point, it's not L.A. or Houston where everything is spread out, or Vegas even. It's going to be in Charlotte, Seth and Steph in the three-point contest together. How cool is that? And it's going to be the Steph Curry weekend. He is the hometown hero, and he is the host. I mean, this is going to be pretty busy.
So folks that are Warriors fans heading out there, you want to know about a couple of events. We'll have this as a topic of discussion as we kind of head toward the All-Star break. But a quick preview for you of just one thing. And we'll have it on our radio broadcast on Friday, kind of letting the radio audience know what's going on. But I want to give you an early taste. A nice event that is going down that the Curry family slated to participate in. And it's just really part of a charitable effort from a guy who really has understood what it has been in Africa for people to not have proper footwear because they get illnesses through the soil. And he's really made a huge effort at this, talking about Chris Kosizi Strawn. You will reiterate some of this here as we listen into what the event is. But it's something to consider if you're heading to Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're getting there early, a Thursday evening, a pretty fun event here.
Warriors fans heading to NBA All-Star Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, looking for events to take part in, will have a variety of options in the Curry family's hometown. Stephen and brother Seth are set to make an appearance at a charity event on Thursday night at the Topgolf in Charlotte, supporting Kickin' It for a Cause, an initiative led by Chris Kosizi Strawn.
Kickin' It for a Cause has been raising thousands and thousands of sneakers to send over to the Democratic Republic of Congo to stop the spread of deadly disease due to lack of proper footwear. I'm going to have Steph Curry in the building, Seth Curry in the building, Charlotte's own Anthony Morrow. Charlotte will be fully represented in this. And we're just trying to have a good time to kick off the weekend. So Thursday, people are usually walking in, trying to figure out what's there to do. And I think this is the perfect event for everybody to come out. To join in on all the fun, you can find us at kickinit.tv. That's KICKNIT.TV.
And what a great event. Like you said, if you're going to be in Charlotte and you have something to give back and donate and help out a worthy cause, what could be better than this? When it comes to basketball and sneakers, it's a marriage made in heaven. What a great thing Kosizi's doing.
So we will talk much more about All-Star as we head toward All-Star. But on this Tuesday here in Oakland at the practice facility, wanting to give you a little update as the Spurs are on deck. Warriors and Spurs on a Wednesday night at Oracle Arena. With RC Davis, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.